T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now is our good friend, our go-to law guy. That, of course, would be Jim Bergen, who is a partner at Shipman & Goodwin. And, of course, he's dealt in stuff like criminal, civil litigation, white-collar crime, government investigations. See, he's just perfect for this. Substantial personal injury, wrongful death. My, my. And he also is a professor at UConn Law. So, hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Are you blushing because, you know, you're because of all your qualifications?
Yeah, I'm glad you made up a few. That was very
Well, did I? No, you and I have talked about some civil stuff you've done. It's pretty good.
No, I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. All you want. Okay, so anyway, let's talk for a minute about Cohen and the whole thing here. Michael Cohen, earlier this week, pled guilty to 8 charges a day after. And among the things that he spent, well, what exactly is going on with him? He pled guilty, so is there some kind of a proffer he made to get a sentence? What's going on here?
Well, you just put your finger right on it, Ray. He, in order to get that kind of a deal, you don't just sit around and say, I think I'm going to plead guilty to these 8 crimes. There have been a lot of discussions between his lawyer and Mueller's team that had them land on that as what they would decide would be fair for both sides. That means for Cohen, it's better to take this deal
right
than to proceed as a defendant like Manafort and get crushed at trial. And for Mueller, it's better because now we have leverage, but we didn't give away the store. So yeah, they got a lot from him.
Well, you know, and so among the things, Lanny Davis, who's representing him, I guess, is Lanny Davis is a lawyer, but does he really practice? I mean, he's more like a political guy.
He's a very good lawyer.
Okay.
He's not. Oh yeah, no, he's in the right league.
Okay.
And yes, and in fact, when he says, well, he may sit down and talk to Mueller. The fact is that Lanny, on his behalf, or one of his colleagues on his behalf, went and has already discussed everything. The prosecutor doesn't make a judgment in a vacuum.
Right.
And they talk, lawyers talk to each other in hypotheticals so that the information can't be used other than in settlement negotiations. So here, that's when they disclosed, hypothetically, all the information that Cohen has about even the collusion matters. So Mueller is getting locked and loaded, and Cohen, the first bullet, actually says, I committed this crime. The crime he committed, among other things, a campaign violation, he did at the behest of the president. It's a crime.
Oh, no.
So that part is sort of over. Hey. It's a crime. That what's not over is what's going to happen to the president about it, because it's only a political issue on impeachment while he's president. It could resurrect at a conclusion of his presidency, whenever that may happen to be. But if the House wanted to, they could impeach on this among a bunch of other things that have already happened. But
sure,
they could clearly impeach on this.
All right. So the thing is, how do you test the veracity of Stephen Cohen, Michael Cohen? How do you do this? I mean, you need to confirm it.
Good lawyers, at least, all do the same thing. They constantly look for contemporaneous documentary evidence. That is, things that were created back in the time when the events happened, before people specifically anticipated this particular litigation.
Okay.
So what that means, you look for collateral support, phone records, texts, emails, other people who were present. And so they have got that. So as long as you got enough of that, even the worst liar can be credible about some things.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey, by the way, I read there's a story in the New York Post this morning, but apparently there was one juror who was a holdout in the Manafort trial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, otherwise he would have gone down on every count. I mean,
by the way, was that guy's name Boris? I'm just curious.
Why Boris? Wait a minute.
I'm just teasing. I'm Boris and Natasha. Come on.
Oh.
It's a Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of that. It was one of my favorites. But no, I mean, okay, so, and did the judge ever release the names of the jurors? And since you have trial experience, does that in fact is that sometimes in some cases, and I'm sure this is a very, how can I say it, inflammatory case, does this in fact endanger that juror?
Well, generally speaking, the names are public. They can make exceptions, and they make exceptions any time there's any reasonable risk to any juror, because we got to have people feeling very secure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I've never had the knowledge of any case where a juror actually was put at risk. But, you know, I mean, I've seen the movies, so honestly,
me too.
It's possible. But I guess there's enough things that are possible that I never really thought would take place. So I can't say for sure no. I would say for any listener that they can feel for sure confident that if they were to volunteer or be subscribed to be a juror, they're really not at risk.
All right, Jim. Hey, it's always great, buddy. Best to Susan, and I hope to see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Take care, big guy. 827, that's Jim Bergen. He's a partner at Chipman and Goodwin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.